Today's show is brought to you by Melatonin. Because you want to sleep, and golf isn't on at 10:30 p.m. Melatonin.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Do you know what today is?
It's National Selfie Day.
Just take a selfie and email it to me.
Can I get an Aussie?
No background from we call those selfies.
Well, it's not myself, yeah. It's us and a Aussie.
That's not a selfie. Someone else took that photo.
It was a selfie.
Yeah, selfie.
Selfie. And post.
Looky here. It's showtime,
yeah,
folks.
It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello.
There she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you may ask? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. Here, write it down. Get out your number two pencil. Is it sharpened? Go sharpen it. Make sure it's nice and sharp. One. All right. Nice and sharp. Okay. Get ready to take dictation. Here we go. All you have to do is enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that, you just do that one time. And every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Very, very simple. It's even easier to get our podcast on Alexa. You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and then you'll get the episode. We do the live episode live, and then we take all the show segments, like the interviews and this segment right here, the show open, and everything that we do, and we repack it into a full-length podcast sans music. Okay, so we're not playing the music on the live podcast, or on the repack of the live show on the podcast. You know what I mean. We're not playing the music. You get the music here on the live show. And then we repack it, and you get it as a podcast. And in between each segment, there's a little commercial break. And it's totally cool, because that's how we get funded. We don't have any pledge drives. We don't have any memberships. Although you can become a VIP for free. All you got to do is text my name, Mike, to 85775. Text Mike to 85775 and become a Mike Show VIP-er. What do you get when you become a Mike Show VIP-er? Well, very simply, anything you want, anything we're giving away, you get the first shot at winning the prizes. So if we're giving away concert tickets, you get the first shot at winning those concert tickets. We're giving away Hillcats tickets. You get the first shot at winning those Hillcats tickets. And so on and so on and so on. And then the rest of the huddled masses weigh in. And they can win prizes too. But it's so much easier. You get the first shot. You get the first crack at a... No, Hunter. No. You get the prizes first, is what I'm trying to say. All right. Coming up on today's program, we have either Darius or Riley from your Lynchburg Community Market. They're going to be joining us. Going to talk to Kent. Speaking of the Hillcats, we're going to talk with Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats about the team, about upcoming ballpark promotions and things that are going on. And, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. So like we say on Fridays, you get one smart. And then we get one stupid, but you're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. All right, so that is all on the way. So darned happy you could join us. So, we took an impromptu Father's Day beach trip vacation. We went down. Now, I had to work Saturday night, so we ended up getting up very early Father's Day, Sunday morning, and driving down to the beach. And we spent the rest of the day Sunday there. We spent Monday there, and we came back Tuesday afternoon because we had the Blues Day Tuesday thing at Three Roads. So it was a quick turnaround. But I'll tell you what, it actually felt like, because we spent the entire day at the beach on Monday, and then Tab and I, we went out and we were just going to go out and have one drink. Okay. we all had dinner together. Tab's dad went down with us, and we all had dinner together, and we did a little bit of shopping and walked around on the boardwalk, and then we were heading back to the place. And Tab and I, we were just going to go and have one drink, and we ended up bar hopping and hitting the clubs, and it felt like that. And that was Monday night, so I really feel like we got a full vacation in just 3 days, and it was barely 3 days, because we had Sunday driving down, but that was, we left really, really early in the morning. Came back Tuesday afternoon, but I really feel like we crammed a full vacation experience into a very, very short period of time. Well, a recent poll found Americans take fewer vacation days than any other country in the world. So we're going to talk about that and our top list, top reasons vacations suck. All right. Well, I'll delve into this because I disagree. But anyway, so that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Americans don't plan on using all of their vacation days, even though they have the fewest compared to the rest of the world. Like France, where they vacation for almost an entire month each year. We're putting in the extra hours because that's what we do. That's right. Americans are the best at working harder and playing less than any other country. So let the French sip on wine at the beach, enjoying their lives. Americans don't have time for all that relaxation nonsense. So the next time you see an American standing on a podium with a medal around their neck, remember that it's all thanks to our tireless work ethic and dedication to the grind. Because when it comes to winning, Americans don't take vacations. But when it comes to vacation deprivation, we take home the gold.
Yeah, we do. The Mike Show. Hi. All right, so this is what we were talking about in the show open. as 4th of July approaches, remember, the most patriotic way to spend it is at your computer, catching up on work. According to this, a report from Expedia found Americans take fewer days off than any other country in the world. On average, we get 12 vacation days a year, and 53% of us don't even use them all.
Wait, I need the sound.
We don't. We don't use them all. I still have to reset all of those button bar sound effects because they're just. I don't remember when I had to redo it, when we had to reload the automation on that computer. I had to reset all the button bars. All the sound effects have a different button.
Hello.
Hi. And each one is in a place that's different from the way it was. And my muscle memory tells me that it should be somewhere else, so I have to actually look for the sound effect. But my muscle memory tells me it's wrong.
It's incorrect.
Yeah. So anyway. Or maybe when we move up to the new studio, I'll put all the screens in front of me. Wouldn't that make sense?
That would make sense, right?
Yeah. Anywho's, back to the story. 53% of us don't use all our vacation time, and we only get 12 vacation days a year on average. That's despite the fact that 2/3 of us feel like we don't step away enough. The top excuse? Life's too busy to plan or go on vacation. Japan,
Hello. Hi,
actually gets fewer paid days off at 11 days, but they're much more likely to take them all and much more likely to break them up. Most Americans take their vacation days in big chunks, while Japan,
Hello. Hi,
prefer long weekends. 32% of Japanese people take at least one day off a month, compared to 5% of Americans. So, who takes the most vacation days? Yep. You guessed it. The French.
Ooh la la.
The average worker in France gets 29 days off a year. That's 2.5 times more than Americans get. And somehow, they still don't think it's enough. 65% of people in the U.S. think they deserve more time off, compared to 69% of French people. And finally, the study found that over the course of their career, the average American will let 54 vacation days go unused.
Wow. Anywho's.
With that brings us to our top list. With this new poll finding Americans take fewer vacation days than any other country in the world. Sad? Perhaps not, especially after you consider today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons vacations might suck.
All right, here we go. Number one.
When your husband wears a Hawaiian shirt, he looks less like Magnum P.I. and more like Magnum LOL. top reasons your vacation might suck. You always forget to pack that one essential. And now look, you're driving all over an unfamiliar city trying to score crack. top reasons your vacation might suck. You have to bring the family. top reasons, that's our top list today. Top reasons vacations might suck. The house sitter always calls to say that your dog's missing, but the cat's not. Top reasons vacations might suck. No, I would never do that to Jerry. Top reasons your vacation might suck. The prettiest beaches are always in a dangerous third world hellhole. But enough about Florida. Mexico's also scary. top reasons vacations might suck. You have to look like an idiot at the gas station trying to figure out which side the tank is located on your rental car. Yeah. Which side the tank? The gas fill thingy. Top reasons your vacation might suck. By day two, you're so sunburnt, people think you're Donald Trump. Top reasons your vacations might suck. Some rando always needs you to pee on their jellyfish sting. Okay, that one's kind of cool. And top reasons your vacation might... Take three! Take four! Top reasons your vacations might suck. While you're gone, the boss realizes how useless you are and replaces you with an AI radio host. Sorry, projecting. That actually happened. Well, I didn't lose my job, okay? But I was told by this tool that bought our radio station. Yeah, this happened up there. And this tool bought our radio station back in, like, 1998. And he said, oh, you're going on vacation. And I said, yeah, going on vacation. I go on vacation this time every year. We're going down to the beach. And he goes, oh, well, you know, true radio professionals don't take vacations, you know, because you'll just end up getting replaced. You're a dick. He was. Anyway. Let's see. Coming up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a guest, another guest on the roster. Cammy is joining us from Centra Health. She's going to talk about their latest podcast that's dropping. That and so much more. It is the Mike Show. And what was the other thing that? Oh yeah, I just wanted to pontificate just a second on vacations, and kind of going back. It made me think about that tool. Back in 1998, that made that comment about taking a vacation. Unhealthy work environment, man. You don't want that. And so when I ended up owning my own stations and owning my own businesses, like I do now, I made it a goal. And this wasn't always the case, by the way, because you still need to make money. And if you don't have enough come Christmas time, for example, you probably still have to put in a few more hours. But I have worked, and so far, I've gotten to the point where for like the last 3 years, yeah, I have been able to take off between Christmas and New Year's. Take that entire time off, and Tab gets off then too, and so it's really, really nice. So you get to spend a good chunk of time with the fam, and then now this summer though, we're both extremely busy with everything that we've got going on. So we're probably not going to do the beach week. We're going to break it up into little blocks of maybe 3 or 4 days, things like that. We're gonna try, but we'll figure it out. And then the New York trip, we're definitely doing NAB in New York each year now. It started off last year, last October. We did the show from up in New York. We're gonna do it again in October, and I'm part of the Stream Summit. It's a panel of streamers that get together and we chat about this part of the business. So it's actually really, really cool. Podcasters and streamers, all part of the broadcasting community now. Anywho's, all right, I digress. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is International Yoga Day. White women everywhere are celebrating by putting on their favorite Lululemon outfit and promptly driving to Starbucks. A man was arrested for throwing furniture off a 20th-story balcony in Manhattan. He's facing multiple charges and multiple major country music label offers. Punk legend Glenn Danzig turned 69 today and has this to sing.
Mother, tell your children to stay off my lawn.
And yesterday was the longest day of the year, or as parents of small children called it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
It really isn't. It is the Mike Show, and I'm really, really darn happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition of the program. All right, it is so stinking hot, and it's like I wish I had one of those remote starters for the car, and I also wish I had my own driveway and my own piece of property and didn't have it sitting on the street all the time, but I digress. How the heck? I think I've got a pretty good system for cooling down a car and trying to cool it down the quickest. But Consumer Reports has some tips for you with, you know, summer officially starting this week. We're already seeing scorching hot temperatures across the country. So this could be helpful. It's some Consumer Reports tips on how to quickly and efficiently cool down a hot car. All right. Let's start it. Let's do from the top down, because I think it's more of importance if we do it that way. I don't know, man. I'm just talking out my ass. Number one on the list: start driving and turn on the air conditioner. Your car's air conditioning works better when you're actually driving versus trying to cool the car by letting the AC run while it's sitting in the driveway stationary. I did not know that. Well, I kind of did, but maybe, I don't know. It's Friday, and I guess I don't really care. I've done this. Open all the windows for 10 to 20 seconds. It takes that long for the AC to start cooling, so you'll be helping it cool the interior. I've done that before with the Subaru. I would hit all the windows down, and I would even open the hatchback, and I'd open that up for 20 seconds or so. Close that, hop in, and did it work? Yes, it worked. Number three on the list: once cold air starts flowing through the vents, roll up the front windows, but keep the rear windows cracked open for another 10 to 20 seconds to pull the cold air to the back of the car. We do that. I actually have Maddie roll down her window just a little bit. Set the AC to the lowest temperature and adjust the fan speed and direction to make yourself comfortable. If you have passengers in the back seat, turn off the recirculation mode so that the air in the back doesn't get stale and hot. Last on the list, if you have a car that auto stops and starts at red lights, I hate that. You may want to disable it. I would just disable it anyway. It saves fuel by shutting off the car's engine when you're stopped, but it also may shut off the car's AC compressor. A couple bonus tips for staying comfortable in your car in the summer: keeping your cabin air filter clean. since a dirty one prevents optimal airflow, leaving a small towel or two in the car so no one has to sit on a hot leather seat, by the way, if you have leather seats. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brendan and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
All right. So do you know what I did?
What?
I forgot to load the five random facts open and the five random facts close.
Oh.
So instead of re-recording the segment and sending you a different link, we're going to do this. You stay there.
Okay.
I'm going over here and I'm going to load in the five random facts intro, outro, clear that out so we can say wow, and here we go.
And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Riley might just say,
Wow.
This could take a while.
Wow.
All right, so I distinctly heard, and I say this every time, I distinctly heard what sounds like R2-D2 in the background of one of those wows. And so we have been deep diving, trying to find if Owen Wilson, the actor, had ever played on any of the Star Wars, whether it be, you know, one of the prequels or sequels or one
why
of these.
Why would he be in one of them?
I don't know. But we did find that he had read for the part of Obi-Wan Kenobi in one of the TV shows, but he didn't get the part.
Oh.
So I don't know why. It sounds like, it honestly sounds like C-3PO, or not C-3PO, R2-D2. It sounds like his squeaking in the background. So I don't know. I'm at a loss. So if anybody has any information on this, if there's a scene that Owen did on something, or maybe it was Saturday Night Live and they were just playing around, it would be good to know. Anyway, Riley's joining us, but we have five random facts to read, and we haven't read one of them. No, not one, because that's the way we like to roll. All right, number one. The average strawberry has around 200 seeds around it. Although technically they aren't classified as seeds, botanists consider them tiny, separate fruits, each with a single small seed inside it.
Wow.
Right. So when you go to Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow, and if you find a strawberry, look at it.
And then plant it.
200 seeds. Number two, 38% of the chocolate in the world comes from cocoa beans from the Ivory Coast in Africa.
Wow.
Number three, approximately 32% of the roads in the United States are still unpaved.
Oh, wow. Wow. What? How?
I don't know. Number four, Lyndon B. Johnson is the only president, oh, I knew him well, who has ever visited American Samoa. He went there in 1966. And number five, Wall Street, the movie, is the only movie that has ever won an Oscar and a Razzie. Michael Douglas won the Oscar for Best Actor. Daryl Hannah won the Razzie for Worst Supporting Actress. And those are your five random facts. It is The Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition, Riley joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey. So, what's happening at the Lynchburg Community Market?
Oh, you know, we're just having our two markets each week.
You know. Yeah, I know.
We're back to having two farmers markets a week, so that's super fun and exciting. So if you can't make Saturdays, come down on Wednesday and vice versa. That's pretty much the most exciting thing going on right now for us.
I agree with that level of excitement simply because, and again, I say this every Friday, but as a downtown resident, you kind of have to plan your trips if you need to get groceries. And you know, and you're going to have to drive somewhere. And I don't want to drive anywhere. That's why I live downtown. My office and studio are downtown. My house is downtown. I like to walk everywhere. So that's why I love Lynchburg Community Market, because I can just head over there on a Saturday, or Tab can head over there on a Saturday. I said Tab can head over there on a Saturday and you know, pick up whatever produce we need, even meats. Something from the bakery, you know, if we need a loaf of bread, our favorite bread is the jalapeno cheddar bread. And that makes really, really good melted cheese sandwiches. If you want to make a grilled cheese sandwich, paninis, it's the perfect type of bread for that. But anyway, I digress. But I love the fact that now, if we run out of something or we need something, Wednesdays, you got us covered.
Yep. It's wonderful.
It is. Any bigger events coming up yet this summer?
Unfortunately not. We don't have any plans just because we do have impending construction.
Okay.
Not on our building, but on Main Street.
And right.
So we've decided to make our focus this summer on our Wednesday farmer markets.
I love really it.
Bolster those up in time. And then we'll have more events coming in the fall and winter.
That sounds great. Well, Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown. No construction on their property.
Nope.
Or on their building.
Nope.
So we got that going for us. So two out of three ain't bad. Plenty of parking around there, and they've got their own parking lots. And then you have regular hours throughout the week, not just the farmer's market. Regular hours throughout the week. What are those?
They are 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
And how many different lunch options are there? Or even, you know, breakfast options?
We've got
have?
Two places that, well, if you count the bakery, three places that do breakfast in the mornings. And then we have four restaurants, a coffee shop, and then a cookie shop and a bakery.
Nice. So plenty of options for you to get your grub on for lunch, for breakfast. And they've got expanded Wi-Fi, and they've got the spaces outside. You can sit inside as well. It's nicely air conditioned. So if you want to get out of the heat, go make an afternoon of it at Lynchburg Community Market. And you can still shop the Crafters Gallery throughout the week, too.
Yep. That's also open during those same hours.
Where can folks find you? On the interwebs.
We have a website, LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we have a Facebook and an Instagram, which are both Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Riley, each and every Friday, it's either you or Darius joining us. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
All righty.
All right, and we'll see you at the market. It is The Mike Show coming up. We are going to get really smart with your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. You never know. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. And that means, no, that doesn't mean Cammie. But Cammie's here.
She's
ordinarily, you're here on Monday, but we were off Monday. And then I had rescheduled you to Wednesday, but Wednesday was, well, Wednesday was kind of, you know, we had just a ton of people, and it was it was becoming a very, very busy day. So in order to give you the proper time that you deserve.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. you were so gracious to switch it to today, and
yes.
I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, and it's always kind of fun to come in on a Friday, too.
I think it is.
We're all ready for the weekend.
Well, maybe we should start doing that. Mondays are fine.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with you coming anytime you want to.
I love it. Okay.
Just show up.
Whatever's easy. I'm just going to roll on over.
Just text me and say, hey, I'm here. Or I'll just give you a key. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah, there
you
go.
You're going to find me. I'm here recording.
That's totally fine. You got it. Cammie is joining us from Centra Health. She hosts a podcast called And So Much More.
Yes.
And tell the peeps, for those that either haven't been following this series or your series, or maybe they're living under a rock. I
yes.
don't know. But what is And So Much More?
And So Much More is the Centra Health podcast. So it's the health system representation. And then what our goal is to tell the And So Much More of Centra. We have so many incredible physicians and nurses and techs and just people who come and they've worked for Centra and they have such a purpose and they do incredible work. And so on the flip side of that, we have our community and our patients, and the connection between the two is just very cool. And so And So Much More tells the stories of our patients and our caregivers and our health system. But then we also talk about, you know, some of the different specialties that we have, or new techniques, new procedures. There's really never an end to the newness in the health system world. Like, it's always advancing. And so there's never a lack of something to talk about. So we like to pull the curtain back and talk about it how you would really talk about it, not just kind of give your bullet points.
Yeah. Well, that's all very good information, and very glad to hear that medical technology is advancing.
And
that was kind of tongue in cheek, but one thing is in the neural world.
Yes.
And I read a little bit about the podcast that you were doing. That's dropping. Has it dropped yet?
It has.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
So we sat down with a surgeon. Her name is Dr. Mary Lee Jensen. She goes by Lee, and she's, you know, very approachable. When I think of a neuro, like, surgeon or a neurointerventional radiologist, like, I kind of feel like I need to sit up a little straighter and like come really ready. And you do, like, it's a very serious topic. But she was just so kind and incredibly knowledgeable. She has been on the forefront of research in this particular industry. And so this is the breakdown of it. When you have an aneurysm or a brain bleed, or some people have incredible headaches that really are an indication of something more,
at one point, they would have to, this is going to get serious, so
okay.
drill a hole in your skull and do like right on their brain surgery. And it was invasive, necessary. That's how brain surgery worked.
Yikes.
Now they do neurointerventional surgery, which is incredibly minimally invasive. They can go through your wrist. They can go through your groin, like a catheter that will literally go in.
Interesting.
And, you know, via like a robotic system.
Yeah.
Essentially, it does this surgery in a very minimally invasive way.
Wow.
And we actually had a patient on not too long ago. His name is Ruben Perez. And he had three surgeries. And, you know, when you hear, like, he had three brain surgeries, that sounds like a lot. But when it's three of these minimally invasive surgeries, it is the recovery time is so much shorter. Obviously, the actual surgery time is a little bit shorter. Like, there's just so many benefits of this particular approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sits down and just answers all of the things from what types of conditions can bring you to this place where you need it and how things have advanced to this crazy degree. It's just it's very cool when you stop and you think about what can be done now and how easy it is to get help and to take those steps towards health. So she's so smart. She's just this incredible woman. Nice. And I was like kind of inspired just talking to her.
Very, very cool. Well, and this is, again, part of the And So Much More podcast series. You guys are producing, at least one a week now.
Yes. So we're publishing once a week, which is actually kind of fun because, in any week, we're pushing one out and recording one sometimes too.
Nice.
And so, it's such a cool way to get to know our health system. And, yes, I get to sit in the room with these incredible people, but that's the great thing about watching this podcast is that all of us within this huge health system, like, these are your people. Like, these people are here for you. And so it's cool to be able to share and introduce,
very,
the community.
Cool. In addition to this one that has just dropped, what are you working on for some future podcasts?
So we interviewed our favorite, Rob Way, who's not here today, but we sat down with Rob and...
Yeah, he's only going to make so many appearances. Right?
I know. Yeah. He's so wonderful. And it's funny because I think he really enjoyed it. And so we'll have to find a way to get him back on the podcast.
Nice.
But we sat down with Kathleen Davis, who is actually on my team. And then we sat down with Aaron Baird. So all of us together, and we talked about this concept of healthy over skinny, or how like healthy has been so warped and our culture has made it into something that it's not.
Sure.
And so that's actually going to be either a 2-part or a 3-part series. We're not sure just yet, but we talk about everything.
Lots of content
from
there.
Yes, like bariatric surgery, trying to lose weight and what that feels like when you've tried everything, or the hormone side of it, especially for women, like PCOS, and when your body will not lose weight, because that is very, very real for so many people.
Sure.
And then we talk a little bit about weight loss drugs.
Okay.
We talk about the mental health side of it because, and we're going to dig into this a little bit more in the future, but there is trauma that impacts at an adolescent level that can lead to obesity. People who have experienced certain types of trauma are more likely to be obese in their future. And then the mental health and the things that come out of that.
Sure.
And so it's this horrible, vicious cycle. And we couldn't stop talking about it. So it's not going to be one episode. It's probably going to be three.
Well, Rob, and he shared this on the show, on this show. And Rob, it's the same Rob that we're talking about that is on this show.
I borrowed your Rob.
Yes, you borrowed our you may keep Rob for a while. Just keep him. But Rob at one point was over 500 pounds. And to look at him today, I think he's now close to like 233.
Yeah.
At this point, he actually took a picture of him on the scale. Now Rob had weight loss surgery. And then Rob had to basically relearn, what to eat, how not to get into that, vicious cycle again.
Yeah.
But Rob had a bunch of extra skin. And when you go from 500 pounds to 230 pounds, you're going to have a lot of extra stuff. And so he's had to have a lot of surgeries to correct that.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to watching and hearing this podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. I was excited about it happening, and then just to hear the wisdom and what some of these people have gone through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone who's going to listen to this who's not going to be able to say, like, yes. Yes, you see me. I have experienced that. It's just, we've all been at some point in our lives, we've dealt with that mental struggle of what we look like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely didn't hold anything back.
Well, that's amazing. I'm looking forward to that one. When do you think the first of the series is going to drop?
So we are going to drop this one this coming Wednesday.
Okay. Looking
forward
to it.
So I believe that's the 26th, June 26th.
Mark your calendars.
Yes.
It is. Mark your calendars, folks, for that one. And we'll remind everybody again on next Wednesday, next Wednesday's program. And then so on Monday, Cammie won't be joining us on the 24th in studio because we're going to shoot test drive interviews.
So excited.
With Cammie. She's going to join us on test drive interviews, and that episode will drop by... It's got to drop by... it'll drop by the 28th.
Okay.
So it has to happen that week. So be looking for that, and we'll remind you of all that. You can find Cammie's podcast and so much more everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Or you can go to centrahealth.com and just type in "and so much more," the ampersand "so much more" podcast, and you'll find it in the search bar.
Yes.
And again, wherever you find your podcast, and on YouTube and Buzzsprout and all those places.
All the places.
Well, Cammie, thank you so much for spending so much time today and hanging out. We really, really appreciate it. Looking forward to having you on Test Drive Interviews on Monday.
I can't wait.
All right. Coming up, we get smarter sometimes on this program. And we've got, because it's Friday, we have Nerd News this week in science. It's just, don't be afraid or be very afraid.
Be very afraid.
Yeah, be very afraid with some of the AI stuff and those robots with flame-throwing robot dogs. And it's very frightening. So that's all on the way. Stay tuned. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford Boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. And my computer is acting weird. I was just about to tell you what weird thing my computer was doing, and it was displaying the temperature in Celsius. Okay, it was like 27 degrees Celsius or something, and now it just flipped back to Fahrenheit. Really weird. Anyway, here's a quick rundown of nerd news. Sorry, guys. there is probably junk in your junk.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. A study last month declared that microplastics were found in every human testicle. Yep. Now a separate study just found them in the shaft as well. Don't be, or if you don't like coffee, this is the second one. This has nothing to do with your shaft or microplastics. If you don't like coffee, blame your parents. A study by 23andMe found having, hating, or loving coffee might be a genetic trait that you inherited. Okay. New fear unlocked. Researchers just found that leeches can jump. Yeah, at least the ones they saw in Madagascar do. And they can't jump that far, but, you know, it's far enough. You know, any jumping is... A new dinosaur discovered. A new dinosaur was discovered. Lociceratops were similar to Triceratops, but with a little bit more flair. They had big ornate horns on top of their heads. They're named after the Norse god Loki. You know, the same one the Marvel character is based on. In space news. Wrong one. In space news. Remember the Titanic submersible that imploded? You know, it happened a year ago this week. Well, now the surviving co-founder of the company. Now, the surviving co-founder of the company thinks we should be planning a mission to Venus. Yeah. And he says he knows how to keep the astronauts safe. In other space news, a company called Spin Launch wants to launch satellites using a giant catapult. It reminds me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And the two astronauts being sent up to the space station this month. Oh, this is a separate story. And the two astronauts Boeing sent up to the space station this month were supposed to be back by now. Boeing is still deciding if their damaged Starliner capsule is safe enough for reentry. What, they lose another door?
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's the wrong one, too. Whatever. All right. In apocalyptic news, an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building. I had an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building once. Oh, no, that's not what they call it. Oh, a hemorrhoid. Anyway, an asteroid the size of the Empire State Building will zip past us in 2029. It will come closer to hitting Earth than any large asteroid in human history. Experts expect it to miss us, thank God, by just 19,635 miles, or one-tenth the distance to the moon. Oh, and bonus, it's happening on Friday the 13th. In Marge Simpson news.
Go!
There's a 3,000-year-old mummy was unearthed in Egypt, and the drawing inside the sarcophagus looks like Marge Simpson.
Go!
And finally, I can't get over that. It really does. It looks like an episode of The Simpsons. And finally, in booze news, the oldest wine ever found in liquid form was unearthed in southern Spain. Geologists say it's about 2,000 years old. It might pair well with that moldy block of cheese sitting in the fridge. And that's your nerd news this week in science. All right, coming up. What are we going to do? That's the cheese. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's audio from viral videos. You know how it is. Anyway, so let's go to those viral videos. When was the last time you ran into an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time? An Uber driver in Dallas just posted a video after it happened to him back in January. A rider named John hopped in. It took about 30 seconds before they realized they were old buddies. And it's been over 20 years.
How's it going, John?
Sir, how you doing?
Man, I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good, man.
Been busy this morning?
Yes, sir. Always on Friday.
What's your name, man?
My name's Danny.
Man, I don't know you. You don't know me.
Man, hell yeah!
All right. Should I say... I'm going to save this one for stupid criminals. I'm going to save that one. Oh, here we go. Hollywood legend Donald Sutherland died yesterday. He was 88 years old. His films include MASH, where he was the original Hawkeye Pierce, Animal House as the pot-smoking professor, Ordinary People with Mary Tyler Moore, and The Hunger Games, where he played the evil President Snow. Here are clips from each of those.
I'm Hawkeye Pierce. I've seen you somewhere before. I don't know your name, stranger, but your face is familiar. Would you like to share a martini with me? Okay. Don't write this down, but I find Milton probably as boring as you find Milton.
From Animal House.
But that does not relieve you from your responsibility for this material. I'm waiting for reports from some of you. I'm not joking. This is my job.
Not from ordinary people.
Tell me something. Do you love me? Do you really love me?
I feel the way I've always felt about you.
Because I don't know if I love you anymore. And I don't know what I'm going to do without that.
And from the Hunger
Games. Happy Hunger Games.
There we go.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
All right. Let's see. Are we seriously going to comedian already? Okay. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Now that it's officially summer, here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on how much we love it.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we're a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
Third grade was a beast.
Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here, all the way over here, and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Okay. It's stupid enough to steal $20 worth of beer, but it's even stupider to voluntarily go to jail for it. A 64-year-old man in Florida, Florida man, walked out of a Shell gas station on Tuesday with 4 24-ounce cans of Modelo. The clerk caught him and asked him, where did he get the booze? And he said, from the store. I did not pay for it. I stole it. The clerk offered to let it go if the man would just pay for the beer or give them back. The guy passed on the offer. He said, nah, I'd just rather go to jail. So the clerk called the police. When they showed up, the guy was still there. They asked what happened. The guy said, I got thirsty, so I decided to steal some beer. He was arrested and charged with retail theft. I wonder what kind of beer it was.
Jailhouse beer. It's so fine, it's worth the time.
Yeah.
Jailhouse beer.
Oh, it was Modelo. I'm sorry. I reported that earlier. All right. And then, here, wait a minute. There's a couple other stories. Okay. What if every promise you made in a relationship was legally binding? From I do all the way down to I promise to do the dishes. Well, a woman in New Zealand just sued her boyfriend of 6 years for not driving her to the airport. He said he would pick her up and take her, but she didn't show up, so she missed her flight. and a big concert that she had been planning to go to. He also promised to stay at her house and dog sit, but he didn't do that either. So she took him to court and sued him for damages, including the cost of a dog sitter and the shuttle to the airport. A judge heard the case and considered whether the argument was legally binding, but decided not to award her any money. The judge said that while their partners, friends, and colleagues often make social arrangements, they're not legally enforceable unless there's, quote, an act that demonstrates an intention that the person will be bound by the promises. In other words, make your boyfriend sign a contract saying he'll take you to the airport. Otherwise, you're probably out of luck. The couple in the story, well, they're no longer together. Surprise, surprise. And how about this? I'm sad to say this, especially on a Friday, but election season is about to get into full swing. The first presidential debate is happening on Thursday on CNN, which makes us think, wouldn't it be great if you could hear a politician talk without them constantly lying through their teeth? Well, check it out. Wales, the small country in the UK, east of England, is debating a new bill that would make it illegal for politicians to knowingly lie. Isn't that there's already that. I mean, if you lie, especially to Congress, isn't that considered perjury? It's, I don't know. Anyway, what's happening because politicians in Europe are just as misleading and deceitful as they are here. The problem is, for this to become law, Welsh politicians would have to support it. And for now, the reaction is mixed at best. Here we go. I have more sound. We got a couple more stories here. A London-based parkour group. I said a London-based. There they are. They're getting some heat after posting a video of them breaking off a piece of a historic building in Italy. Here's the moment that Devon jumped from one building to another and broke off a piece of that building.
I don't know if that's just being
you've caused.
Staying with the rock, it's like, when it goes with no warning.
Yeah, yeah, I was really unlucky though, Devin.
There's like a quad muscle now,
for the dent?
Yeah.
That's like a proper dent, guys.
Uh-huh. A truck in Virginia carrying 40,000 pounds of beer went up in flames. Man, oh man. This week on Interstate 95, authorities say some of the beer was strewn across the street, and some of it was on fire.
Oh, man, no function beer well without.
I know, me neither. Where was this at? Well, it was on I-95 in Stafford County. And then Florida man is being accused of throwing furniture off the roof of a high-rise in the middle of New York City. New York City! Here are some of the neighbors capturing the incident.
How can the building take this long?
I don't know.
I'm on citizen right now, hopefully.
He's giving you the bird.
33-year-old Gene Oliver was charged with burglary, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass. And then this guy, a 38-year-old man, was critically injured after being hit by a roller coaster called the Banshee. He was trying to retrieve his keys. Here's the police radio call. Here is the police radio call while trying to deal with the injured person. Here we go.
We're actually unsure what happened. Occurred near a roller coaster.
The patient is breathing, but not conscious. A severe head trauma.
We recommend they have a helicopter, CAT, UC, Westchester.
Wow. He had told employees that he needed to get back on the Kings Island ride to get something he dropped. They advised him it wouldn't be possible until the ride was closed. He lingered, entered a fenced, restricted area, and tried to get them. A person riding in front sounded like they had hit a deer. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An elementary school in Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, wanted to keep handing out free meals to kids this summer through a program called Backpack Buddies. We have something similar to that here. But they didn't have enough food until an influencer named Matthew Bounds stepped in to help. He and his 1.4 million followers got all the donations the program needed within 15 minutes. Here he is talking about it.
So I asked Amy to put together a wish list, and this is a really easy list. I think this one's probably going to go in like 15 minutes.
They literally did do it in 15 minutes. It was so fast. I think we replenished the list like three different times, and within minutes it was gone. And after about an hour, we were like, okay, that we've got plenty.
And there you go. That is the good news. It is the Mike Show, Finally Friday edition. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?